judgment day. Then there comes a warning, calling soldiers to war. But half of them were sleeping, the other half ignored. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Standing confounded, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. Stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and
Kelly.
Blow in the
Hello?
Shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Isn't this what we have all been waiting for? Standing deep down there, there's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm your host, Ambassador Zechariah Todd Daniel, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNLive.com, also broadcasting on the shortwave 11.918 through 11.920. And we're glad you've tuned into another edition of the Repair of the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on what the Pagan Calendar states every Saturday morning between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the West Coast and 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone. And our contact information, if you'd like to get a hold of us and receive some information, go to our Yahoo group. You can go to rbnlive.com under the Repair or Breach under Program Hosts, and there's a link to join our Yahoo groups. Tons of information on the subject matter in which we cover here on Repair of the Breach. And we're just laying or repairing the breach and rearing up foundations that have been laid waste. And there's a restitution of all things, as Kipper says in Acts 7, and that knowledge would be increased, and that's the day in which we live. And so you can reach us. If you have the Yahoo Messenger, you can email us at breachmender@yahoo.com, as well as use the Yahoo Messenger Breach Mender. We've got a special guest in the second hour. We'll open the phone lines the second hour, but we've got a special guest, Robert Fox, a man that's been tortured, had federal agents after him on 8 different occasions, 8 federal attacks, 30 times arrested, falsely accused, and tortured. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and I'm the host of the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Zechariah Todd Daniel, here on Public Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com. Again, folks, we're going to have in the second hour, Robert Fox, F-O-X, Robert Fox, a gentleman that I've come to know and has really gone through a lot of abuse at the hands of 8 federal attacks, and like I said, over 30 times being falsely arrested and falsely accused. And he's putting on a seminar on how basically win in their system, there being a bed system, so-called system. And the name of the seminar he's putting on is Knowledge is Power, Experience is Winning. is the winning edge. Knowledge is power. Experience is the winning edge. And it's going to be at the Tuscany Hotel in Las Vegas. And that is next Saturday and Sunday, May 13th and May 14th. And the information on that, if you'd like, if you're in the area, you can, reservation line is 877-887-2261. Again, that number is 877-887-2261. And again, the seminar is Knowledge is Power and Experience is the Winning Edge. And basically, this man has gone into their court system and has beat them on several occasions. I think you can find him very, very interesting and very knowledgeable. And again, the address is at the Tuscany Hotel. Tuscany Hotel and Casino. It's 255 Flamingo Road in Las Vegas. Well, anyhow, we're going to have Robert Fox again. That's doing that seminar in Las Vegas next week on the second hour. So stay tuned for that later on in the broadcast. And again, we'll open up call-in line on the second hour as well. And this past week, I've got a few responses to the Yahoo groups. And I apologize, folks, if I didn't get a chance to respond to all your emails, the questions or to the Yahoo groups this week. I've been out of town quite considerably. I didn't have access to the internet. But I'm just going to take some of the questions from the group, the Yahoo group today a little bit. And we'll read from Joe, who wrote us, and he said, Zach, I was hoping perhaps something could be placed on this site showing when the Sabbath would be for the month. Well, let me just stop and say something to you, Joe. The Sabbath for this month right now, for this moon, is from Thursday evening to Friday evening. Because it was the new full moon day rose on that day to translate on the pagan calendar. And so the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. And so yesterday, last evening, was the 22nd. We saw a half waxing, half full moon. And so maybe we can put something to that effect or some information on the site. I do appreciate the suggestion, Joe. He goes on to say, Joe does here on the Yahoo groups that we host, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception, the Yahoo groups. And he goes on to say, Joe states, maybe a biblical calendar or whatever month it is presently, even something telling the true names of the months, days, instead of the evil Roman calendar. I have a job where I enter the homes of about six or so people a day, and I have run into several people who have been exposed to this information. I think that Yahweh perhaps had allowed this thing of his name being hidden because of the Benny Hins, the Copelands, the blab and grab quacks, and their endless wannabe imitators trashing the word of Yahweh with their fish symbols and Christian speak buzzwords. And maybe Yahweh doesn't want to be associated with this blind pit destined group. And he says at the end, sorry about the rambling. Now that was Joe. And we'd like to comment on a few of his statements there. And basically, he was asking about putting some information on the Yahoo groups about when the correct Sabbath is, and we'll work on that. Something that effect, at least announce when the Sabbath is for each moon, each new month. And we'll get into talking about the true names of moons and the days. Actually, the days, the moons were actually numerical, Joe. The moon's name, the only name given in Scripture for the moon was the first moon, which really was a bee, which really wasn't a name. It was just a description for a new year when the green barley began to bud or the green fruit began to bud or things began to bud. It was, that's what Abib means, A-B-I-B, A-B-I-B, Abib. And all the other moons were just, you know, on the third moon, on the 22nd day. I mean, many times the word of Yahweh would come to the prophets and they would put down as a memo on the 23rd day, on the second month, or second moon. It was always a numerical method of descripting or describing the moon, not a name. Now, when you see names for months in the book of, I think, Ezra and Esther and so forth, so on. It's because they were in Babylon, and those were Babylonian names attached, like Nisan became known, Abib became known as Nisan in the Babylonian calendar, N-I-S-A-N. But, and of course, and so on and so forth, they had other names given as well. In fact, they had a month called Tammuz, T-A-M-M-U-S, or U-Z. That was a sun deity. They worshipped the second person in a fictitious trinity in Ezekiel chapter 8. Women weeping for Tammuz, Ezekiel 8:14 through 18, or thereabouts. And they even named a month after him. He was a sun deity, S-U-N. That's why you have Easter Sunday. It's going back to Tammuz worship, Ishtar worship, and sun worship. And so these names for the month really were just man-made. Yah just kept them numerical. Just like the days of the week, for instance, they were named after the planets and also pagan deities as well. And we'll get into that a little bit. Joe goes on to say a little bit here. He says, because I think that Yahweh perhaps had allowed this thing of his name being hidden. Well, that's true. Yahweh allowed his name to be hidden. You can read about that in Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. And that's a very powerful text, and we could read that to listeners today. Ezekiel 7 and 20 states, "And the splendor," out of the scriptures, "and the splendor of his ornament, he set it in excellency, but they made from it the images of their abominations and their disgusting matters. Therefore I shall make it like filth to them, and I shall give it for a prey into the hands of strangers, the wrong of the earth for a spoil, and they shall profane it." In verse 22 of chapter 7 of Ezekiel, he continues to state, Yahweh does, "And I shall turn my face from them, and they shall profane my secret place, for destroyers shall enter it and profane it." And so he was going to hide his name, conceal his name. People say, well, they took out his name over 7,000 times. Is it documented? Is it factual? Absolutely. People would say, well, why did they do that? Yahweh allowed that to happen because he was not going to allow his name to be profaned. Look at Isaiah 48:11. He says, "How shall I profane my name? How shall I pollute my name?" And verse 19 of Isaiah 48, 8 verses later, he states that his name should not have been destroyed, neither should have been cut off. Also, Jeremiah 11:19, verse Enoch chapter 70, talks about the Son of Man's name being vanished and not being numbered amongst the people no more. So, yes, indeed, he was not going to allow his name to be profaned or mixed with all these pagan symbols that we have discovered, with all due respect, from many independent sources, like the Greek Scott Liddell lexicon that we quoted a little bit, I guess, from last week or in weeks prior, concerning the name of Iesus or Jesus in the Greek, Strong's number 2424. Joe here on our Yahoo groups, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception, he states he thinks that Yahweh perhaps allowed the name of Yahweh to be hid, and I would concur with that, because he states of the Benny Hinn's and Copeland's and all that. And I would agree with that, because I think, you know, that there are so many of these profiteers, false profiteers, if you will, that have tried to not tried, but have successfully deceived the people in mass, who play Simon the Sorcerer all over again, that you read about Simon the Sorcerer in the book of Acts, and they tried to sell the message, or a message for profit, and that's exactly what these men do. And Yahweh's true name is not going to be associated with that. That's why the name of Yahweh would not be profaned or cursed. We'll be right back on the short break here on RBNLive.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And got another question from Bobby. He asked, basically states, hello, I heard you mention that there was a name written on a hill. Can you explain this? And do you have a link to see the picture? Yeah, Bobby, the name that we're referring to that was on a hill or a mountain was the name above all names, the Creator's name, who became our Savior, the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth. He placed his name in the mountain called Bethel, or in the city area location in the mountains of Bethel, Bethel being the house of Yah, the house of the Almighty. And that's found in Micah chapter 4 for those that want to see scriptural evidence to support the prophetic overtones of Yahweh, who speaks through his prophets and reveals his counsel through his prophets. And very powerful when you see that his name, Yahweh, was placed in the mountains so that no way anybody could notice it with the naked eye just driving around this area in Bethel, the land of Jerusalem, called Palestine. Now, they've been trying to call it Israel the last 50 years or so, but the reality is it's the land, the city of David, the land of Jerusalem, Yahrushalem, and government is not the Israel of Scripture. It calls themselves Israel today. Just for a little note there. But yes, in Micah chapter 4, he clearly states that his name would be in the mountains and the hills. And obviously it wouldn't be discovered until the latter days when the technology would be advanced enough to take up a plane 100,000 feet or maybe even beyond that, a satellite photo actually. They took a satellite photo of this landmass, the area of Bethel, Jericho, and a few other cities close by. And this 100,000-foot satellite photo was taken just recently, in the last 5 to 10 years. And they say the technology hasn't been here forever, so you couldn't notice it until you had the technology first and foremost. In Micah 4, verse 1, the Almighty speaking through Micah, and he's saying, but in the last days, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain, singular, of Yahweh, and to the house of the Almighty of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For the law, or the Torah, shall go forth of Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Yerushalayim. I love verse 5, because it states, for all people will walk every one in the name of his idol, or G-O-D, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Almighty, forever and ever. So, it's a very powerful text here. Also in Jeremiah chapter 7, gives you another supporting evidence of Yahweh's name to be placed in the mountain by the hills of his house, where he placed his name, which was in Bethel. And we have indeed a color photograph, an authentic. This is not some, again, like I stated many times, this is not some Mount Rushmore concoction of man-made invention to attract commerce as a tourist deal here. This is something that is just a miraculous, powerful gesture on Yahweh's part to fulfill his word so that no one would be deceived who loves him concerning his name. That when the ability of 100,000 or a satellite photo could be taken from 100,000 feet and finally people could zoom in on it and actually see what is there when no one could see it, and they would be oblivious if they walked around the mountain or they would drive around it or be in that area, you couldn't even recognize it. It wasn't something you could see or take notice of. And so the name of Yahweh, he placed his name in the mountain, and he said in the latter days, and he goes on to say in verse number 3, and we're definitely living in the end time. Don't let no one tell you any different or kid you. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, Micah 4:3. And their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. And they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of Yahweh of hosts hath spoken it. And then that text we just read earlier, for all people, verse 5, will walk, everyone in the name of his Elohim, or Mighty One, and we will walk. True believers will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Almighty, forever and ever. So his name was never meant to change. He said he changes not. My name is Yahweh forever, Moshe, to all generations, a memorial to remember me by. Don't let no one deceive you. I'm going to place my name in the mountains. No one's going to be able to recognize it till I reveal it through technology. May Yahweh bless you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And if you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, in the second hour, we're going to open up the call-in line. And we have the Breach Mender Yahoo. So if you're online and you want to give in a question or comment, feel free to shoot us a Yahoo message, instant message at Breach Mender. BREACHMENDER, Breach Mender is the handle for the Yahoo group or Yahoo message. And join our Yahoo groups while you're there as well. And if you don't know it, it's just Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception, just all big one word. Just go to yahoo.com and go into the groups section and just type in Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. Or just go to rbnlive.com under the program host, under Repair the Breach section there. There's a link, get you right to it. Please enjoy. We enjoy the questions and comments we've been reading from. And, again, I apologize for not getting back to you sooner. So I'm taking some of these over the air today. I don't want anybody to think I'm ignoring them or anything. I just didn't have, like I said, access to the net this past week or so. So, anyhow, there was another question from Tracy, and she asked, she says, "Hi, Zach, I've heard you reference Enoch, the book of Enoch, chapter 1 before, and was wondering if you know who the author is." Well, obviously the author was Enoch, or Hanok, in Hebrew, Hanok. Was his name, and of course he was translated. And she asked also when it dates back to, as well. Well, the author Enoch, of course, in the book of Enoch, one of the apocalyptic books. If you love the book of Revelation, all you prophecy buffs out there, the book of Enoch or Hanok is very apocalyptic, and I definitely recommend you read it. You can read it online. I think you can go. Do a web search on the Book of Enoch, and you'll find many sites that have the Book of Enoch online readily available to read. But she asks, you know, who the author is. Well, again, it's Enoch, but also there's also Noah, you know, from Noah's Ark, also had some penmanship as well in the Book of Enoch. I've read that book several times. It's very incredible. Very, very awesome. In fact, if you read the Book of Enoch carefully, you will see more evidence besides the text in Numbers 10 and Psalms 81 and Ezekiel 46, where it substantiates that the new moon is indeed the full moon. If you read First Enoch chapter 77 and chapter 78. In the Lawrence, there's a Lawrence translation as well as a Charles translation. And it'll tell you that the beginning of the month, on the first day, the moon rises full. It just comes out and tells you that right there. No wonder they wanted to leave that out. I think many times many of the lost books of Scripture come forth later to reprove all the falsity and false doctrine that went unchecked. Or less unchecked earlier on. The Book of Enoch was also quoted in the Book of Jude, or Yada, or Judah, if you will, Yada. And the Book of Jude doesn't have but just that one chapter, if you will. It doesn't even call it a chapter, I guess. But he quotes Enoch. Jude doesn't. Jude's inspired book, right? Everyone knows that's an inspired New Testament book or New Covenant scripture. And no one's going to deny that what he's quoting from is not inspired either. Or wouldn't that be inconsistent to say that the Book of Enoch is not inspired, but the Book of Jude is, when yet Jude is quoting the first chapter out of the Book of First Enoch? You know, and so it's a very, very powerful book, very apocalyptic end-time scenario book, as well as gives us some insights on the true source of time and how Yahweh uses his time. Sure, that everything's been tampered with. There's no denying that. But you don't throw the whole baby out with the bathwater. Let the Spirit of Yahweh guide you, lead and guide you, and judge everything by the Torah and the prophets. And the Messiah even stated that all things that are written of him were found in the Torah, and the law and the prophets are the Torah and the half Torah in the writings. And so he himself, since he was the Word that became flesh, the Almighty Messiah, stated that. We checked everything by the Torah, the law, and the prophets. But the Book of Enoch, like I stated, has many, many apocalyptic end-time scenarios. There's another book, too, I might reference Tracy if she's interested. Anybody else, for that matter. There's another book called Second Ezra, and we've alluded to it, I think, on the broadcast on a couple occasions. The book of Second Ezra talks about a nation, a beast, government power in the last days. It would be a revived Roman Empire. That was the last fourth beast of Daniel's prophecy. an end-time scenario, was the revived Roman Empire, which is being played out in the government here in what they call the United States. It is the police bad cop of the world, so to speak. And the war on terror is what the scripture here in 2 Ezra talks about. It talks about that the eagle's wings terrorize the nation. That's a very powerful statement, because isn't this war on terror really a war on people's freedoms and liberties and everything? And this is the land of liberty, and so the leader of the government that hijacked this land, beautiful land, most blessed land of all land, most likely, without a doubt, its symbol is the symbol of its evil beast system government is indeed the eagle's wings, which were clipped from the lion, and the lion represents, the symbol of the lion represented England, and so the eagle's wings were clipped from the lion. And what did this country come from? How did this this government, all this common law, all this, you know, all these laws, constitution, so where did it come from? Didn't it come from, it came out of the European nations, specifically Britain, France, and a few others as well. And so the eagle's wings were clipped from the lion representing England. The Vatican controls Britain, a.k.a. the lion, if you will. And Britain controls this country through commerce. And that's, there's enough evidence to support that, and there's many more experts that can talk about it than I. But nevertheless, it is found, well-founded. But in 2 Ezra, I might as well just read a little bit of you. Probably got your appetite, maybe some of you. You can get the New Oxford Annotated Bible with the Apocrypha, Revised Standard Version, and that's what I'm reading from. And it has the book of 2 Ezra in there. And let me read a little bit to you. You know about Ezra already in your Bible, but there was 2 Ezra as well. And he states on chapter 11, he states, on the second night I had a dream, and behold, there came up from the sea an eagle. What's the symbol of Babylon? Was the eagle. What's the symbol of Rome? Was the eagle. What was the symbol of this country? The eagle. It had 12 feathered wings and 3 heads, and I looked, and behold, he spread his wings over all the earth. Oh yeah, let's spread democracy all over the earth, right? This demonology theology, under the guise of policy, politicians. Spreading this lies of demonology. How the word democracy came from. Demonology. Democracy. And so this eagle had 12 feathered wings and 3 heads. And 3 heads. Oh, wow. Isn't it amazing that the Bushes and Clinton now are like family? These 3 heads have conglomerated their power in unison here. Amazing, isn't it? Well, let's continue on. And all the winds of heaven blew upon him, and the clouds were gathered about him. And I looked, and out of his wings there grew opposing wings, but they became little, puny wings. But his heads were at rest. The middle head was larger than the other heads, but it also was at rest with them. And I looked, and behold, the eagle flew with his wings to reign over the earth and over those who dwell in it. And I saw how all things under heaven were subjected to him, and no one spoke against him. Boy, this hate speech garbage. You can't even say your own First Amendment rights if this thing passed, folks. You got to get on there and start just beating, you know, their doors down. Call in, you know, call in the Congress, call in all. I'm not pro all this stuff, but I think this hate bill needs to be fought, folks. Without a doubt, people need to rise up and declare this is totally, absolutely wrong. Toll free Congress at the 888-355-3588, and also 800-450-8293, and call them, tell them not to pass Kennedy's hate speech bill. And but anyhow, let me continue on here. It goes on to say that the eagle flew with his wings to reign over all the earth and over those who dwell in it. Remind you, this symbol here in America of this quote-unquote American or U.S. government is the eagle. And this eagle here in the end time, the last days, who's the most strongest, powerfulest nation in the world now, folks? You would think it would be the so-called U.S. government, right? Well, of course, it's just they're just puppeteers, obviously. playing the part of the bad cop, acting like they're a good cop, and they're trying to spread their freedom, this new brand of freedom, as many have stated. And they're going to give their new freedom by calling it a war on terror when really it's a war on people's freedom. And yet here we go here in this prophetic book. It goes on to detail, but his heads were at rest. And when they say to you in the book of Timothy, the Almighty spoke through the Apostle Shaul, and he warned, he said, when they say to you peace and safety, then come a sudden destruction. Remember that? That's in the Renewed Covenant. Well, when they say to you, give us your freedoms and liberty, or your, if you give us that, we'll give you security, we'll give you safety and peace. By peace, the scripture says, he shall destroy many. So an evil beast system government will destroy many by saying it's for peace and safety and security. We need all these liberties taken from you just for your own good. Something that scripture warned about. And it goes on to say here in 2 Ezra chapter 11, and then he says in verse number 12, and I looked, and behold, on the right side one wing arose, and it rained over all the earth. And while it was raining, it came to its end and disappeared so that its place was not seen. And while it was raining, its end came also. And I want to get to the part where it breaks down and describes it even further. And here in verse number 12, or chapter 12, he goes on to say, while the lion was saying these words to the eagle, so you've got Britain, which represents the lion, and the eagle, which represents the revived Romanism power, which is now being played out in the U.S. government, the eagle, the symbol. While the lion was saying these words to the eagle, I looked, and behold, the remaining head disappeared, and the two wings that had gone over to it arose. And this is amazing what the Almighty tells the eagle here in verse 43 of chapter 11. And so your insolence has come up before the Most High, and your pride to the Mighty One, and the Most High has looked upon his times, and behold, they are ended, and his ages are completed. Therefore you will surely disappear, you eagle, and your terrifying wings, and your most evil little wings, and your malicious heads, and your most evil talons, and your whole worthless body, so that the whole earth, freed from your violence, may be refreshed and relieved, and may hope for the judgment and mercy of him who made it. Now this lion is speaking, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Okay, there's a difference between that, obviously, then the lion of England speaking to the eagle, because remember, the eagle's wings came forth from the lion. That's why this country came forth, or predominantly was again from Britain, predominantly. And look at verse 40. It says here in chapter 11 of 2 Ezra, and he says, actually in verse 32, moreover, this head gained control of the whole earth, and with much oppression dominated its inhabitants. Sound familiar? And it had greater power over the world than all the wings that had gone before. And after this I looked, and behold, the middle head also suddenly disappeared, just as the wings had done, but the two heads remained, which also ruled over the earth and its inhabitants. And I looked, and behold, the head on the right side devoured the one on the left. And I heard a voice saying to me, look before you and consider what you see. And I looked, and behold, a creature like a lion was aroused out of the forest roaring. And I heard how he uttered a man's voice to the eagle and spoke, saying, this is the lion of the tribe of Yada, the Almighty Messiah, saying, listen, and I will speak to you, the Most High says to you. Are you not the one that remains of the four beasts which I had made to reign in my world so that the end of my times might come through them? You, the fourth beast that has come, have conquered all the beasts that have gone before, and you have held sway over the earth with much terror, and over all the earth with grievous oppression. For so long you have dwelt on the earth with deceit, and you have judged the earth, but not with truth. For you have afflicted the meek and injured the peaceable. You have hated those who tell the truth and have loved liars. You have destroyed the dwellings of those who brought forth fruit and have laid low the walls of those who did you no harm. And so your insolence has come up before the Most High, and your pride to the Mighty One. And the Most High has looked upon his time, and behold, they are ended, and his ages are completed. Therefore you will surely disappear, you eagle, and your terrifying wings, and your most evil little wings, and your malicious heads, and your most evil talons, and your whole worthless body, so that the whole earth, freed from your violence, may be refreshed and relieved, and may hope for the judgment and mercy of him who made it. Now, if that's not talking about the day in which we're living in, I don't know what is. Anyhow, my friend, that's 2 Ezra chapter 11, also parts of 12. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned. We got more to come.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Blasphemy.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also on the shortwave 11.918 to 11.920, or 11.920, excuse me. And we're reading out of the apocalyptic book from the Apocrypha, Second Ezra, and revealing end time scenarios that we're seeing fulfilled before our eyes, folks. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And this lion is the lion of the tribe of Yah. That's the Almighty Messiah. Comes down and judges this evil beast government, this eagle, which this eagle's wings terror. They fly all the world, of course, and dawn everybody. For oil profits and so forth, and control. They try to make this land a second world country, a third world country, try to drive gas prices up and so forth. Dropping the dollar and gold's going up. Get your gold and silver as Republic trading, folks. But anyhow, this lion is the Almighty Messiah, this one addressing, rebuking the eagle. And he goes on to say here in verse number 3, and 12, chapter 12, he says, "And I looked, and behold, they also disappeared, and the whole body of the eagle was burned. And the earth was exceedingly terrified." Verse 4. Goes on to say, actually the end of 3, "Then I awoke in great perplexity of mind and great fear, and I said to my spirit," this is Ezra talking, "behold, you have brought this upon me, because you search out the ways of the Most High. Behold, I am still weary in my mind, and very weak in my spirit, and not even a little strength is left in me because of the great fear with which I have been terrified this night. Therefore I will now beseech the Most High that he may strengthen me to the end. And I said, O Sovereign Yahweh, if I have found favor in thy sight, and if I have been accounted righteous before thee beyond many others, and if my prayer has indeed come up before thy face, strengthen me and show me, thy servant, the interpretation and meaning of this terrifying vision, that thou mayest fully comfort my soul. For thou hast showed me, thou hast judged me worthy to be shown the end of the times and the last events of the time." We'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair the Breach broadcast. And I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel. And we'll be having Robert Fox on in about 15, 20 minutes. And we've got a seminar coming up in Las Vegas at the Tuscany Casino. Information on the location is TuscanyLasVegas.com, 877-887-2261. Seminar is going to be titled "Knowledge is Power, Experience is the Winning Edge." We'll be right back. Stay tuned after this short break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.